I am ready for absolute thinking. I am ready for absolute thinking. I am ready for absolute thinking. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, University of Philosophy, and bringing you the Absolute Philosopher. I am ready for absolute thinking. Many times we want to have results in our life. We want to have action in our life. We want to have things taking place in our life that are going to bring great results for us. We want to have things that are going to bring great responses for us from our thinking, from our acting, from our doing. And we are willing to do whatever it takes to do it. But are we willing to be ready for absolute thinking? Absolute thinking is really quite simple. It's very definite. It's very wonderful. Absolute thinking brings about the results to us that are utterly amazing when we let them happen. Now, we tell people that, let's just use the illustration of health. That's always a good one. Is there such a thing as absolute thinking on health? Yes. There's absolute thinking on anything, whether it's health, wealth, relationships, or anything. But let's think about it on health. Now, what is our original purity and integrity? What is our original expectation of who and what we are? Who are we? Who are we? Are we whole and perfect, or are we sick? What is our nature? Is our nature to be whole and perfect, or is our nature to be sick? Now, if we believe our nature is to be sick, then we are certainly living what we believe. If we believe that our nature is to be whole and perfect, and we are whole and perfect, then we are living wholeness and perfection. You say, well, would that it were that easy? Well, it is that easy. It is that easy because it only demands one thing from us. To be whole and perfect demands one thing from us. Now, I'll say that again. To be whole and perfect demands one thing from us. And that is to keep our thought, every thought we think, every single thought that enters our mind or passes through our mind or goes out from our lips, every thought is that I am whole and perfect. I'm ready for absolute thinking. And absolute thinking would say, I am whole and perfect. If any feeling that comes into our body or our consciousness and says that we feel just a little bit not so whole and not so perfect, if we give that even so much as a fraction of a time point attention in our thinking, we have started back at base one. When those thoughts come to our mind, and they will, when those thoughts come to our mind, and they do, because we have accustomed them to doing that, and they know that when they come into our mind, we will give them attention, and they like that. They like attention. And so, every time we give them attention, we're back at point one again, wanting to be whole and perfect, not being whole and perfect. You say, well, it would take a master, a brilliant genius, it would take a miracle person to not let one thought of illness enter their mind when it happens to be something going into the world, going around, and their body is experiencing something. Oh, just take, for instance, your body is experiencing cancer. Now, that is a real goody one. Mm-hmm. One cell didn't get the message and went crazy and went around messing up everything in the body. Now, that cell didn't get the message because it got away with it the first time and we let it go and it went right through our body. Now, so we're experiencing the cancer in our body. And we say, well, gee, that's tough to work with. You're already experiencing it. My friend, we are experiencing everything in our body right now. We are experiencing every illness that ever was or will be right now in our body. We are experiencing it. We may not be giving it attention, but we're experiencing it. Now, when we begin to put a cause in motion contrary to the appearances, when we begin to say, I'm whole and perfect, contrary to the appearances, then our body is going to look at us and say, ha, what a joke you are. You're experiencing this and you're saying that you're that. Well, let's just say, I'm a poor person and I'm a millionaire. Well, what's our situation going to do? And it sort of laughs at us and says, ha, as long as you got millions of dollars, you cannot be a poor person. Well, you can be a poor person in many ways, not just finances, but let's just look at the finances. So, you cannot say that, and you can tell yourself, oh, you can say, whoa, the market went down and took away everything, I'm broke, and then you can be a poor person. But if you didn't know that the market went down, you would continue acting like a rich person. And the market went up, and you didn't even know it went down. And the market went up, and you didn't even know it went down. And then the market went down, and you didn't even know it went down. You see, when you put your cause in motion of wholeness and perfection, when you put your cause of motion of wellness and of abundance and all these good things, these are where your experiences are. Okay. Now, we have this experience of illness, we say it cancer, and we don't like that. So, we say, okay, I choose to be whole and perfect. Now, I am ready for absolute thinking. I am ready for absolute thinking. I'm ready to be whole and perfect. Now, for me to experience wholeness and perfection means that every single thought I have going through my mind, going through my experiences, going through my reading, going through my hearing, going through anything, must be only perfection. If anyone ever talks about illness, we don't listen to them. If anyone ever talks about problems, we don't listen to them. If anyone ever talks about things that are not harmonious with what we want to do in our life, we give them no attention. If our body tells us, hey, you've got this problem, ha 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 ha, you give it no attention. But you say, how do you give your body no attention when it's aching and it's shaking and it's giving you a hard time? Well, tough, ain't it? Ha, 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 ha. Well, it's just a matter of practice. It's just a matter of practice. Seeing your body whole and perfect. Seeing it wonderful. Seeing it fantastic. I'm so interested. I visit people all over the world. And as I go and visit them, and as I talk to them on the phone, and as I just meet them on the internet, they tell me, oh, I got a problem, Dr. Barlow, will you come and work with me? Will you work with me? I say, no. Well, why not? You're supposed to help people. No, I'm not. I'm supposed to be myself and have fun. Oh, well, that's gross. No, you're supposed to help me because I got a problem and I need you. And I say, well, if I gave you the solution, right now, I gave you the solution, right now, would you accept it and follow it? Oh, yes. All right. The solution right now is think that you are whole and perfect and have that be your only thought, have that be your only idea, have that be your only attention, have that be your only. I am ready for absolute thinking. Only. I am ready for absolute thinking. Only. I am absolute thinking. Okay. Now, everyone would like that. It's like Jesus said to them, do you believe you can be healed? And when they said yes, he said, okay, then it's done. If they didn't believe, it couldn't be done. Now, if you don't believe you can be healed because you have an experience and it's tough and you're going through it, what can I do? I need a pill. I need this. I need an operation. I need that. I need prayer. I need that. And you see, none of those things will do you any good as long as you don't believe that you're whole and perfect. If you believe that you're whole and perfect, then you're whole and perfect. And you believe that you're whole and perfect, then you're whole and perfect. Now, Rex has just noticed something around here that has got his attention, and he wants to go out and give it his attention. Well, lo and behold, here it is, Ellen and the pickup truck. And she is coming around here for some reason, and Rex wants to give her attention. So, he was sitting here thinking, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect. And then the truck comes around, and when the truck comes around, then he's no longer whole and perfect. Then he's now got a new thing on his mind. He's now got a new attitude. He's got a new attitude on his in his attention. And he's giving that new attitude all of his attention, and of course, because he's giving it all of his attention, he's getting just that. He's getting just that attention, and he's getting no results on his treatment. And let's just call this quits for now. So, have a good day. I love you. Bye.